Welcome back to the Chayyaruch Nachiyom Learning Program. This is Daniel Eisenberg, and we are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph Perk Chaf Gimel, and we are in the story of the chase, the pursuit of David. Shaul HaMelech is chasing after him, and in the previous perk, David takes refuge in Nov, and Shaul strikes down the city and killing all the Kohanim there. David is now on the run further. And he's informed about the city of Keilah, which is being oppressed by the Plishtim. He asks Hashem what to do, if he should go to battle. And he actually, while on the run, hiding for his life from Shaul, actually goes to war against the Plishtim and saves the city of Keilah. Really, he's just demonstrating his heroism over here. And that's very significant, as we're going to see throughout David's life. Shaul then hears that David is in Keilah, and he actually says a striking statement that Vayomer Shaul Nikaroso Elokim Biadi, like Elokim, God has given David into my hands. And he even says later on, we'll see shortly after this, David and his men go to the mountain in Midbar Zif. And over there, he's hoping that the Ziphim will stay, will keep a secret. But the Ziphim actually tell Shaul where David is hiding and even offer to deliver him to Shaul. And Shaul's response is, Bruchim atem laHashem, blessed are you to Hashem, ki chamaltem aloi, because you have had compassion on me, you had chemla on me. And this is a point that my brothers have mentioned in the last couple of days, where we see the distorted world of Shaul, that it's so tragic that he was experiencing this ruach ra, this state of really mania where things are so perverted and twisted, that over here he really seems to think that what he's doing is Ratzon Hashem, which obviously could not be farther from it. But he says, Hashem has given David into my hands, and you're blessed to Hashem for having compassion. In fact, it's that same word, chamaltem aloi, is the compassion that Shaul inappropriately had on Agog and the Amaleki animals. There was chemla, misplaced chemla. Of course, we see a tremendous lack of compassion from Shaul when he's in Nov, the city of the Kohanim. And over here, he's saying, like the victim, like, I'm suffering, nobody understands me, everyone seems to love David and favor David over me, not just, you know, not just the nation, but my own son, my own daughter, I can't seem to trust anybody, and you finally, the Ziphim, you have had compassion on me, even though Shaul's the one who had misplaced compassion and then no compassion in the previous parak. But again, Shaul is really not well at this point. Story continues that David and his men go to Midbar Ma'on, and Shaul and his men look for him there. When Shaul and his men are at one side of the mountain, David and his are at the other side of the mountain. The drama is just palpable over here. And just before Shaul is able to corner David, he receives word that the Plishtim are spreading over the land, and he has to abandon the chase. And the pasuk says that Vayelech likras Plishtim. They had to go to take on the Plishtim. Al kin karo l'makom ahu sela hamachlokos. Therefore, they called that place the Rock of Machlokos. Machlokos seems like chelek or machlokos. It's like divisions. So it doesn't really explain the text of the Navi why it's called sela hamachlokos, and that's why they called that place sela hamachlokos. But we didn't see the term machlokos used at all. So Rashi says over here that there was a division in Shaul's mind was divided into two possibilities. He wasn't sure, should I go back and save my land from the hands of the Plishtim, or should I go pursue and seize David? And this is interesting, because then we see over here Shaul in a moment of strength doing the right thing, taking the responsibility that he's supposed to take to defend his country and be a king, and not pursuing an innocent person that he is envious of. The Radak brings a few other possibilities. One is that which Rashi quoted, really, which is based on Targum Yonasan, that Shaul wasn't sure to go here or there. Should I continue my pursuit, or should I go back and fight the Plishtim? Another possibility he quotes in a Midrash, that Shaul's men were divided. There was an argument. Some were saying we should go back, and some, meaning the same two opinions that were in Shaul's head. Some say, the Midrash says, that it was expressed in different groups of men within Shaul's army. But perhaps we could also suggest al derech drush, just to say, like in Hamalevical understanding of Hamachlokos, it's an expression of machlokos, of division, and we see that over here, obviously there is a tremendous division. Shaul attacking or trying to kill David HaMelech, there is this terrible machlokos. It's kind of a one-sided machlokas because David is, David is of the opinion that his life should be spared, but he's really not fighting against Shaul. But we see there's this machlokas, and of course, what happens? The Plishtim attack, and it seems to be that Hashem sent the Plishtim over here in order to spare David. I mean, that seems to be the timing here. So what caused the Plishtim to attack? The fact that there's this machlokas. It's just important, you know, if we don't want a Philistine problem, but division is something that brings that about. Presumably, had Shaul not been chasing after David, there would be no reason for the Plishtim to be able to come over here and attack and then need to defend themselves. It's only a response to the Sela Machlokos. It's a place of Machlokos, and that's what caused this. But Baruch Hashem, we see in this parak and in the previous parakim that Yonasan, the son of Shaul, is a defender of David, a lover of David, and makes sure that he's really uniting the house of Binyamin with the house of Yehuda. As my brother Rav Yishua mentioned about a week ago or so, and uniting the house of Leah and the house of Rachel. So it's not Shaul representing his entire tribe against David's tribe, because Yonasan is a big player over here. We see Yonasan and David's love for each other is the unification that Klal Yisrael really needs, and Rish Hashem, we should be Zocha in our times today to be able to unite, come together, and be able to overcome any enemies.